Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Right now, we're facing a man-made disaster of global scale. Our greatest threat in thousands of years, climate change. If we don't take action, the collapse of our civilizations and the extinction of much of the natural world is on the horizon.
The greatest threat in thousands of years. That is, of course, David Attenborough. He was speaking at a UN climate change conference, issuing a stark warning about the dangers of climate change. I'm joined by Callum Roberts, who's the chief advisor to BBC's Blue Flag. Callum, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Hello.
And you're talking to us, of course, on what is a very historic day. Millions of people all around the world calling for urgent action. Young people on the march, trying to take control of their futures. Does it reassure you?
Well, it's certainly refreshing, and it's good to see some activism and action after many decades of kicking our heels, really. We've known about climate change since the 19th century. There was a book published in the late 19th century which basically set out the chemistry of climate change and said that we were burning fossil fuels, adding carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, and this was going to warm the planet up. At that time, they thought it was a good thing, particularly because the author came from Sweden. But we now know that it's a very bad thing because it's transforming the planet in dangerous ways.
And now we have a young Swedish girl telling the politicians right around the world to listen to the scientists. Now, you're a professor of marine conservation in the University of York when you're not advising on Blue Planet. What state are our oceans in?
Well, the oceans have helped us out immensely over the last couple of centuries or so because they've absorbed something like 93% of the excess heat that has been trapped by greenhouse gas emissions since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. Now, that may seem a bit abstract, but if that heat, if that carbon dioxide and heat hadn't been trapped in the oceans, then the temperature on land wouldn't have just risen 1 degree centigrade, as it has at the moment. It would have risen 36 degrees centigrade. So outside here in Dublin, it would be Death Valley temperatures right now, not the kind of lovely, clement late summer evening.
That's what we now enjoy. But what are the consequences for our oceans?
Well, as the water warms up, there's a number of things happen. One is that it changes the ecology. And so in the tropics in particular, we've seen some devastating impacts from even the small rise in ocean temperature, which has happened. The oceans have risen by not quite 1 degree centigrade so far. But that's enough to have punished coral reefs around the tropics. These are the richest of marine ecosystems. They are, the nature's evolution's workshop. It's absolutely beautiful on a coral reef. If you haven't seen one, try and go and see one soon because they're in trouble and they're dying as a result of the temperature rise.
And if they die, or even before they die, is there anything we can do to restore them?
Well, nothing that we've been doing so far will restore them. I mean, what we're trying to do is, gardening corals, for example. But when the next water heating event happens, they'll just die alongside the natural reef. So the only real solution that's going to work for corals is to bring down greenhouse gas emissions urgently and steeply.
What do you say to people, though, who feel perhaps overwhelmed by the enormity of what they hear now, and they hear almost on a daily basis, and they think of their recycling or they think of their keep cup and they think, it's too small, I can't do anything. And they perhaps, because they can't do anything, they feel they can't, they do nothing.
Well, small actions multiplied tens, hundreds of millions of times add up to very big influences. And so everything that an individual does is worthwhile. But allied to that, we need top-down action from our governments. We need those governments to incentivize us to move to green energies and away from fossil fuels. So those are urgent priorities. We don't have long to do it in order to decarbonize the global energy system, because there's only about 12 more years of emissions before we're committed to 2 degrees centigrade of rise by the end of the 21st century.
Professor Callum Roberts, thank you very much. And Callum Roberts is speaking tomorrow at a conference in Dublin City University called Planet Ocean.